Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. I was just talking to Tom about how, we just kind of moved in. Well, we moved in almost a month ago to our house. And window coverings are expensive, but they're coming in piece by piece, the window coverings. But we have this window above the shower. And the houses in Las Vegas are really close by to each other. So it's very easy for somebody to look in to my shower. Not that they'd want to, you know. I should really try to put a warning, you know, do not eat and look this way because you'll barf. But we've had a garbage bag, a hefty garbage bag taped up with duct tape. All right. Tom and I were talking, little things we could do. Apparently, he said you could go to a craft shop and get something to spray the window to cloud it up or whatever. So I was kind of searching, you know, what about just duct taping the whole thing? You know, what can you use duct tape for? In medicine, you know, duct tape, when you guys, I've talked to you guys about duct tape. A lot of you call it duct tape, like quack, quack, duck. All right. It might have originally been called that, but it's duct tape with a T. The reason why it was called duct tape in the past is because back in World War II, it was waterproof. They would wrap the duct tape around the package. And one of the brands, duct tape, was like water off a duck's back type of thing. So that's why a lot of people still call it duck quack quack tape. It's called duct tape because it makes ducks or they use it for ducks or whatever the hell. I don't know. My husband would know more. He's a Home Depot expert. But anyway, in medicine, you could use duct tape for warts. I talked about how I had gone to a scientific dermatologic assembly, right, in Hawaii. Very scientific. I was in my flip-flops and bathing suit and stuff, but I still took a listen. And how if you have, you know, warts, not genital warts, don't do it for genital warts, but if you have warts on, like, your fingers, all right, you could put duct tape on it, keep that on there 6 days of the week, take it off one day, maybe on Sundays you could go to church, do that for 3 months. The wart's supposed to go away, even though now there's easier ways to do things, okay? You know, I mean, than duct tape. But, so I found a website here, the 25 awesome and clever uses of duct tape, okay? One, which my son did, a wallet. You could make a duct tape wallet, and it really does work. He also made me a purse out of duct tape. He used colorful duct tape. It was really, really cool. You know, it hides a lot, you know, especially if you have no place to throw a tampon. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, you can make an iPhone case and a dock out of duct tape. I'm looking at a picture right now of people using duct tape for refrigerator shelves. So you basically see all the food on the door, right, of the refrigerator. We did that, and you tape, but what you want to do is you want to make a shelf. You don't want to just tape the stuff to the refrigerator. You can make a hammock. I'm looking at a very nice hammock made of duct tape. I'm also looking at a picture of a couch made of duct tape. This is pretty interesting. My guess is they had the pillows ahead of time. You can make a duct tape tie. Oh, you guys, that next year for Halloween, go as Duct Tape Man. Yeah, you could go as Duct Tape Man, because, and then you just make your whole outfit out of duct tape. I wouldn't recommend the underwear. That'll chafe. You could make, they said flashing headlights. So what you do is you have your bicycle, you get a couple of flashlights, you duct tape them to your bike, now you got headlights. You could even tape a basket. You can make fisherman sandals. Oh, you know what this reminds me of? Mythbusters. Didn't Mythbusters do something with a whole bunch of duct tape? Didn't they try to make a boat? I don't know. They were like on an island. Okay, so flip-flops, that's why. That's why I remember that. I think one of them made flip-flops so they weren't burning their feet in the sun. You could fix a leaky boat with duct tape. I have no idea if you could use duct tape, though, for a tire. I wonder if anybody could do a tire patch with duct tape. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Yeah, pretty medical, huh? What can you do with duct tape? 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a picture right now of a man waxing his chest with duct tape, so I guess you could do it for hair removal. Ah, number 14. This is being reported by List25.com. You could use it to remove warts. She shows the little piece of the tape there. I don't know. The only reason why I haven't told you guys to use duct tape for removing warts is I still don't know what's in that glue and what the body absorbs, so it's not my favorite thing. You know, I would rather, you know, have you go to the doctor, let them freeze it off, cauterize it off, you know, and they could also make some money at the same time. That's always a nice benefit. You could make prom dresses. Remember somebody made a duct tape prom dress or suit? You could make a cup. You know what? Okay, our survival kit. You know how you'll watch, you know, what is it, Naked and Afraid, a bunch of naked people, and they really only get one item. So their one item is usually like, I don't know, like a knife or something like that, right? But then they're trying to drink, you know, and they're trying to make cups out of stuff. That's what you do. Bring duct tape. I would recommend duct tape, okay? Because then, I mean, you could suffocate an animal with the duct tape. Think about it. An animal's coming after you. You're afraid you don't have a knife. Get that piece of duct tape and slam his face with the duct tape. He's going to have trouble, and then you could go around and you could smack it, or you could kick it, or pinch it till it dies. All right, you could make a hat for your cat. Are there any others? Yeah, there's got to be better than this. I do not want to make a hat for my cat. Cat in a hat. Oh, I get it. That's so stupid. You know what? You could also use duct tape to make a better radio show. I don't know how, but for some reason, I'm not displaying that really, really well. Computer casing. You could use it for windows during hurricanes. You know how you could reinforce? This is what you do. It's not so much that it reinforces the window, but what you do is with duct tape, you write letters on your window saying, go away, don't hit this house. You could do that for tornadoes, too. I'm looking at a homemade parachute. I wouldn't do that. There's a picture of a car all duct taped up so you could fix a car. When somebody broke my window in college, my friend duct taped some saran wrap, and it worked. You could use it to put things on top of your car. You could use it as a luggage rack. You could use it to pick up your car. It's also used for fixing ducks, by the way. Oh, no, no, no. They say daycare, taping the kids to the wall. That's a big no-no. And it kept ammunition sealed during World War II. Here it is, sealed and water-free, like water off a duck's back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks. Sorry, I was drinking some orange juice. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So KDWN reported that Jose Canseco is going to sell his middle finger on eBay, the one he accidentally shut off. Also being reported by Fox News, former Major League Baseball All-Star Jose Canseco is planning to sell his amputated middle finger where? On eBay. This is a few weeks after he accidentally shot it off. He announced on his Twitter account that he was putting it up for auction. The eBay ad will read, quote, slightly used middle finger with 462 home runs could be used for a stirring straw for drinks. That is gross. All right, so He plans to package the finger with a 45 Remington handgun, which Canseco says has a chrome finish and custom grips. So at the end of October, remember, he was cleaning his gun and accidentally fired, taking his finger with it. The doctors were able to reattach the finger, but Canseco said during a card game it fell off. He wrote, okay, well, I might as well tell you, I was playing in a poker tournament last night, and my finger fell off. Someone took a video of it. My finger should have been amputated from the beginning. It was very loose, with no bone to connect it. So it was also smelling really bad. All right, this isn't a real good sales pitch, I'll say. The finger has not officially been posted on eBay, and no word if it really, really is going to go up for auction. Here's the thing. I don't think you can. Okay, I don't think that's the safest thing to do. Remember we were talking about how people are getting in trouble for selling licked lollipops over the internet, so you could give your child chickenpox, and that's illegal. You are not allowed to sell pathogens over interstate lines. I don't know if that's an intrastate possibility. That I can't tell you. But you're not supposed to do that over interstate lines. So I would strongly suggest that nobody buy this finger. I mean, I could understand him selling, like, the ring. That might have been. I mean, do you guys wear your rings on your middle fingers? Most guys don't do much with their middle fingers, do they? No. All right. Well, don't do much with their middle fingers. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So we had discovered a very, very important pathway in the brain years ago. But then I guess we forgot about it. And now it has been rediscovered by a group of researchers who may, by the way, take credit and make a lot of money for it. I don't know. All right. My guess is they won't. They'll give the original authors credit. All right. Apparently, this major pathway is a massive bundle of fibers. According to Jason Yeatman, a research scientist at the University of Washington's Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences, he said, it's visible in every brain I examined. It seemed unlikely that I was the first to have noticed this structure. However, as far as I could tell, it was absent from the literature from all major neuroanatomy textbooks. So he was probably excited that, wow, he just discovered this bundle of nerves, this pathway. He's going to be, you know, famous. But apparently it had been found, he and his colleagues at Stanford University, where he was a graduate a few years back, they looked at MRI brains, all right, and then they did some digging, and they found that over 100 years ago somebody found it. And they called it the vertical occipital fasciculus. Okay, if you're trying to think of what to name your next kid, vertical occipital fasciculus may be nice. It was discovered by a 19th century anatomist, Carl Wernicke, in 1881. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Wernicke. Is that the same as Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome? I think so. Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, right? B1 deficiency, you get an encephalopathy. It's people who drink that have, they go into Korsakoff psychosis. The Wernicke encephalopathy is brain damage from lack of vitamin B1. Okay, my guess is same guy or a relative. Okay, I'll look it up though. Anyway. Yeatman and Kevin Werner, a postdoctoral researcher, found the discovery described in an atlas had not been checked out since 1912. So they were the first people to view the images in the last century. I still don't think that makes them any more money. So why would this pathway be forgotten? Because it's boring? Well, maybe. Maybe people forget stuff because it's boring. That could be a possibility. But they think that it is vertical in orientation. It was a brain connection that went up and down rather than front to back. Which was contradictory to what... This is, like, really exciting stuff here. All right, so we thought a lot of the pathways are front to back. You see what I mean? And up to down. That's why they forgot the research. That's why everybody's in an uproar. And that's why nobody's going to probably make a damn bit of money on this. All right. I'm having a little trouble on my end, we got 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Who do we have?
You have Tom from Maryland with a comment about the duct tape.
Oh, hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, doctor. I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good. Sorry, I'm having computer problems here. The only thing I have on my laptop is a Channing Tatum picture. I can't pull anything else up, but I'm glad you're on the line. What's going on?
Well, you were asking about uses for duct tape, particularly
yep.
ones that were novel, unique, and maybe weird. And it's funny, as I was looking to see if I still had the pictures that I had taken of my use of duct tape, you were talking about, I think, a ball player who lost his finger. Now, I was looking at my phone for that picture, and I don't know if that had anything to do with duct tape, but my story has to do with duct tape and cutting the end of my finger off. Reattached the end of my finger. It was cut, not completely off, but it was cut to the bone. Basically, it was a hunk of flesh hanging a little bit onto the bone.
How did you cut it? How did you cut it?
Razor knife.
Ouch.
I cut it with a razor knife. I was doing construction work at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a retired cop. I have a little bit of...
God bless you.
I was trained emergency medicine for field use, and at the time, I had no way of getting to a medical facility, so I cleaned the end of my finger and used some crazy glue, wrapped some gauze around that, and then I utilized duct tape in order to stabilize the flesh in place, and then rewrapped it with duct tape, kind of making a cast, and left it on for about 3 to 4 weeks. I did check to make sure that nothing necrotic was happening with the wound area. It seemed to be healing just fine, so I rewrapped it the same way, and today you can barely even see the scar line. I have the picture of it. If you'd like me to send it to you.
Yes, I would. To reattach an amputated piece of a finger with duct tape is probably now the top of my favorite list of uses of duct tape. But and send it to drdahlia.com. drdahlia@hotmail.com. Do that. drdahlia@hotmail.com. But let me ask you something. Are you numb on part of the finger?
It was numb, when it happened. In fact, the knife, I just switched the razor in the razor knife, so it was a very clean cut, and it really didn't even hurt initially because it happened so quickly and the blade was so sharp. It was absolutely numb, and that was a concern of mine, but as it healed, so did the feeling as far as it returning. And today, I have tactile feeling in it. I can use
wow.
it. Wow,
that's
like
amazing.
My fingers.
You see, who needs doctors? You see, you can do this stuff yourself. Well, first of all, God bless you for being a cop, and God bless you for everything that you guys do. And I mean, you know, a lot of it is common sense. But I mean, what do you think they did in the battlefields? They used crazy glue. Crazy glue came from the World War II, so it works. We doctors aren't allowed to, you know, tell people to use it, but you will. And thank you, Tom, for calling. You will start to hear more of us doctors say, "Go ahead into your cupboards and use what you got." Because remember, we have Obamacare now. So I'm sure duct tape and crazy glue is what's going to be covered at 100% on Obamacare, even though you have to go to Home Depot and buy the products yourself. But you see, a lot of it is common sense. You know, a lot of you will, like, look at a first aid case, or you'll look at, you know, something horrible going on, and you're like, okay, oh my gosh, you know, what do I do? What do I do? You don't have to go through a specific protocol. Use some common sense, and a lot of times you could save the digit or save, you know, what you need to or who you need to. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Lisa wants me to quickly review what do you do when you cut off a finger for a severed finger. Very, very easy stuff. Very, very easy, okay? By the way, if ever you need to know if you need to know how to do anything, most first aid sites are pretty, pretty good. I notice a lot of them are really, really consistent. But one of my favorites when I'm on air is I like to go to WikiHow because they have really funny looking pictures. And I like the pictures because the pictures are big and the font is big and they're very, very easy steps. So, for example, the first picture, you got somebody who has a severed finger. And it looks like it's severed to his PIP. Now, you guys know what your DIP is, your PIP, and your MPR on your fingers? Right? No? Okay. All right. So let's look at your fingers. Okay. Look at your middle finger. All right. Because the middle finger is your biggest finger. And many of you guys have already been aiming it at the radio when I was talking about Obamacare. Okay. Okay. Hopefully a lot of you guys agree with me on Obamacare. All right. Now, you got the little bitty knuckle right near the nail. That first knuckle, that's your distal. Things are distal the farther they are away from your core body, your heart. All right? All right? So that's your distal interphalangeal joint or your DIP. Then the one down, the middle knuckle, the one where you make a fist and it's on the finger still, that's your proximal one, your PIP. And then your MC, your metacarpal phalangeal joint, are the big knuckles when you make a fist and you're gonna punch. Okay, so you get that? You have three joints. Now, on your thumb, you don't. You only have the two joints on your thumb. You guys see that? But on your middle finger, second, third, fourth, those are multiple joints. Okay, so you got your DIP, your PIP. So anyway, in this picture, he's basically amputated to his PIP. It looks like his right hand. So you would call it a right amputation down to the PIP. He's bleeding. And, you know what? It's the other guy. They both look like they're crying. It's his left hand. I apologize. Okay, I got to be exact. They say, first and foremost, if anybody's cutting off their fingers accidentally, okay, you call for an ambulance. Now, some of you guys will say, but if I lost my finger, how am I supposed to dial the buttons on the thing or do the round, round, round one? Okay, well, hopefully you have a smartphone or something. Hopefully you have like a one button click. If none of you have already pre-programmed 911 into your phone, do so, okay? Because you never know if you're going to have to do this with an elbow. Next, then you want to calm and reassure the patient who's running around with the finger off, okay? I would also get the dogs out of the house and the cats out of the house because they love taking things into their mouth and going to bury them, and you may need that said amputated piece, okay? So, again, somebody's bleeding, and you could have a major bleed losing a finger. There's some major arteries, digital arteries, you got veins, you could lose a lot of blood flow. So, you want to calm them down, and you want to elevate. You want to elevate the limb that obviously has the amputation. Then you want to calm them down, maybe lie them down, because if they're going to be bleeding out, and again, they could cut off their hand, they could cut off their arm, they could cut off their foot. There's a lot of things that could be cut off, okay? So not just a little bitty finger. But still, that's crucial. Lie them down because in case they go into shock. Sometimes we just sit them down to calm them down. But if you think they're losing a lot of blood, get them flat, okay? Then you want to apply direct pressure to the wound. You elevate the area, and you want to use a pressure point to control the bleeding. Now, you could, if it's a finger, control the bleeding to the finger without amputating the whole arm, okay? I don't think you need to start tourniqueting near the bicep area for a finger, all right? But if you don't know what the hell you're doing and 911 said, okay, yeah, we're on our way, but they're not talking you through it and you're having trouble controlling the bleeding, then maybe you want to try to provide a tourniquet above the in the mid-brachial, the mid-lower arm, etc. You do what you can. But usually with a finger, just put a lot of pressure on there. If the bleeding continues, you need to recheck the source of the bleeding. Maybe he's bleeding because he cut off another finger and you got the wrong finger, okay, or she. You want to reapply the direct pressure. If they're like, oh, no, this hurts, oh, no, this hurts, oh, no, this hurts, tell them the finger's already off, the nerves are cut, okay? You're just crying, quit being a wussy. I want to make sure you don't die. All right? A lot of times if you tell them, quit being a wussy, you're like, really? Really? You're crying now? Really? Really? Stop it. Okay? Take a deep breath. okay? You know, you're not winning an Academy Award. You just cut off a finger, quit the crying. Because the more they cry, the more they get upset. Every time I was in an emergency situation, even now when some kid hurts himself on the field, the first thing I want to do is calm them down, all right? Okay, tell them to breathe, distraction, all right? Otherwise, they're going to sit there and go, wah! All right, now, if you are suffering from life-threatening bleeding, this is according to WikiHow, probably one of the best medical sources ever used by all of us physicians. They say you may want to use a constrictive bandage or a tourniquet in place by compressing pressure points, okay? But you want to be careful. If you don't really have the tourniquet, don't be doing that. Now, okay, the ambulance still hasn't gotten there because it's the polar vortex and there's all this snow and you accidentally duct-taped your driveway or the street so the snow wouldn't land on it and you could easily sweep it up or something, and the ambulance is getting difficult. So why don't you try to cover it up? Now, do you guys have any gauze? Do any of you guys have a first aid kit in your house? No, we don't have first aid kit. No, we got Obamacare. It's going to handle everything. No, it won't. Okay, it won't. You need a first aid kit. And the first aid kit should have some gauze. Now, some of you are going to say, well, wait a second. The gauze is going to get all over the place. The gauze is very stringy. Now you're going to have string attached. Well, if you have a non-adherent pad in your, not a maxi pad, don't be sticking a tampon in the finger. It's a non-adherent pad. We use those a lot because they're non-stick. Throw that on top, and then you could gauze the sucker. You could even throw a Band-Aid on there and then gauze over it if you're really, really afraid. I don't care as long as it's sterile and you start gauzing it up. Okay? Now, let's retrieve the amputated piece. Okay? Remember what happened with Bobbitt? John Bobbitt? The amputated penis was thrown out of a window. I guess Lorraine was driving off, threw it out the window. So there was a complete police and search party, I think with even canines looking for the piece of it. All right. You need to now retrieve the severed amputated piece. So if it's a finger, no, get the dogs. No, do not recruit the dogs. The dogs will half eat it before, honestly, no dogs. Get the dogs out of there. Get the cats out of there. You have to look yourself. Maybe you have a flashlight, okay, in your first aid kit. You should have flashlights anyway. And look around. Now, usually, and again, okay, I am not, you know, one of the top doctors in this country. I know you guys think I am. But a lot of times, the severed finger is going to be in the vicinity of where the accident happened. So I would start there, okay? I want to start looking in your mother-in-law's car, even though I know a lot of you guys think your mother-in-law bites off pieces of your body. No. Okay, you want to pick it up using a clean cloth. You want to put it in a plastic bag. You want to seal the bag, but you don't have to airtight it. Don't start sucking the air out. You do not have to airtight it or vacuum seal it because sometimes the air provides a cushion. Now, why the hell would you need a cushion for a severed finger? It's not going to feel it. Well, the air cushion will allow it to float in some ice, okay? Now, you don't want overly ice. You don't want to freeze and constrict and frostbite and damage tissue. You want cold water with some ice. If the finger is in kind of an airbag, it's going to still stay cool. You see what I mean? Do not stick the finger directly into the water because, again, somebody may be thirsty and accidentally drink it. I've seen people come to the ER with their fingers in styrofoam cups. So they walk in with a styrofoam cup and go, oh, man, thanks for bringing me some coffee. And I grab it from them. No. No, okay, it's got to be in a bag. Okay, and it's got to be sealed, and don't use the typical. And you want to pick up all the little pieces, all those juicy pieces help the nail. Make sure they don't go into shock. Make sure they have proper breathing, and then maybe take him and the finger to the hospital. If you're going to take the finger to the hospital, make sure you take the patient with you. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Need direction or guidance? Ask the Light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the Light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the Light. Ask the Light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy-carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Chris Hemsworth, or better known as Thor, is named People's Sexiest Man Alive. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if I've always agreed with People Magazine. I think they only had Viggo Mortensen on it once, but he wasn't even on the cover. And I think Channing Tatum might have won it once. I don't know when Michael Fassbender is going to don the cover of that one. But you want to know what? Thor is hot. All right. Apparently, he's becoming a super big star. He was announced the winner yesterday, and I think he credits Matt Damon. All right. He goes, let me see. Thank you. I'm most excited about the alive portion of that statement, and the sexy part is a bonus. He said, after it was revealed that he had won, he had, I guess, given a golden mirror trophy. He said, this is based on an IQ test and not just physical appearance. And he was gesturing to his impressive physique. He added, I'd like to thank his parents for putting this together. So, I guess the previous winner was Matt Damon. Do you guys really look at Matt Damon as being sexy? I don't know if I look at Matt Damon as sexy. Okay, now I don't know. Who else were runner-ups? I don't know. It's hard to say because there's all these pictures of Thor shirtless. This is a little distracting here. All right, now, you know, Thor's brother is the one in Hunger Games. Now, I don't know if the brother's all ticked off. Yeah, Liam. Liam is his brother. I'm looking. Anybody else sexy in this? I don't see. They're not listing anybody else in the sexy. Hold on a second. I'll just have to look more. Okay. You know, I was asked if I was going to ever run for sexiest woman alive. Now, here's the thing. Okay. We talk about being sexy. Okay. You don't have to be good looking to be sexy. Right? There are lots of ways to be sexy. So before some of you guys are like, oh, Dahlia will never win. No, you don't know. You don't know. Some people think Rosie O'Donnell is sexy. Some people think Oprah is sexy. Some people think, who was the girl? Was it Maria who was dating Luis on Sesame Street? Okay, you see what I mean? You could be anybody and be sexy. Now, for us women, we look at men. And, you know, like, for example, let's look at Game of Thrones. Who would be considered sexy in Game of Thrones? No, definitely not. No, not Joffrey. Well, the original Stark that got beheaded, him. Oh, did I just mess something up? Sorry. Okay, let's not talk about, but he's kind of sexy, Sean Bean. Okay, who else? Lord of the Rings, Aragorn, hands down. Legolas, not sexy. Legolas was gorgeous, but you wouldn't consider him sexy. Aragorn, sexy. You see, now why? Even though Legolas was probably better looking. Because sexy, if somebody's sexy, they're usually showing more skin, sweaty. Not that you would really, you know, usually women are like, okay, you're sweaty, go take a shower. But for some reason, the glistening look allows the muscles to kind of pop out a little bit better. Also, being able to be like an all-over fix-it. While everybody was all excited about Maria on Sesame Street, I was more excited about Luis. Because Luis was the fix-it man. Plus, he was a Latino. And I think Latinos are very sexy. So, you see, for me, if I was going to be turned on by anything or anybody, it would have to be a man who, like my husband. My husband knows, he's listening. He knows where to go to Home Depot, who to ask him to help him, and what to purchase at Home Depot. That, to me, is very, very sexy. Right? Now, he may not know what the hell to do with the stuff, but the fact that he is willing to get his hands all dirty and to get all sweaty, for him to come back into the house, for me to yell at him, go take a shower, is, to me, a big turn-on. Now, that's the other thing, too. Women want to feel like they can yell at you. If you are Mr. Perfect, no, that's not going to help. If you are Mr. Perfect, women aren't really going to like that. Like, for example, Frodo. Did anybody think Frodo was sexy in The Hobbit? No. Why? Because he was a good boy. That's not sexy. All right? let me see. What type of a movie? Okay, Dukes of Hazzard. All right? Dukes of Hazzard. Why was Bo Duke sexy? Because he was blonde and he wore tight jeans. Yeah, but he wouldn't do what he was told. You see what I mean? Bad boy. Luke Duke, not sexy at all, because he was always like, well, you know, I'll just do what Bo does. Nah, 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 see, but Bo, you know, and then you got Cooter. Cooter was a sly one. Not as sexy as Bo, but you see, that ups the sexification. So in order to be sexy, you need to look good and sweat. You need to be not afraid of taking off your shirt. Although I do think, it's very interesting on Mad Men, I think Draper looks a lot better in a shirt and tie than he does shirtless. I don't know, he looks kind of goofy shirtless, but a shirt and tie is pretty sexy. So then that's another thing. Why? What about, why would women find somebody sexy in a shirt and a tie? Well, because if they're wearing a shirt and a tie, they probably got a job. Okay, and that is very, very sexy for women. Knowing that you have employment. Do you see Keanu Reeves on The Sexiest Man Alive? No, because I don't think he's currently working, right? Okay, so if you don't currently have a job, you could possibly lose the sexification. Now, why is that? Because we're all about money? No, we're not all about money. But there's something about being taken care of, even though I know that violates every feminist movement we've ever had. I'm not saying I want a man to take care of me, but evolutionary, okay, we're still animals. Evolutionary, you see a man in a suit or in a nice clean white shirt and a tie, it means a bunch of things. Number one, he washed, right? Right? Number two, he knows how to dress himself, which is very important. And number three, he's got a job. So that's really, really nice. Now, could you be in a suit and tie in the unemployment line? You can. But being in the unemployment line, you're still getting some sort of money. So it's still something that's helpful. Okay. What else needs to happen for women to think you're sexy? Oh, you want to know what, guys? Okay, guys, if you're out there and you're like, okay, I want to get a woman, how do I have people think that, you know, how do I get people to know that I'm sexy? Another thing you can do is, okay, don't act like you're sexy, okay? Act like you're a normal person. For example, she's talking to you, oh, hi, you know, tell me about yourself. Well, you know, I listen to the Dr. Dolly show. You do? Ooh, tell me more. Yeah, I listen to Dr. Dahlia's show. You know, I get a lot of good information from her, and I listen to her all the time. And you know, I just find her to be an amazing, amazing radio show host. Ooh, baby, tell me more. You see how that works? All right, you want to let her know that you're smart, that you know how to choose good talk radio. That is a very, very important point in the sexification of the relationship. But again, don't act like your poop doesn't stink. The reason why is for a lot of us women, if we think you're just going to dump us and leave us, then our needs are going to stay bolted together. But if we think we have a chance with you, I was not initially attracted to my husband in that way. I thought he was hot, but I didn't think he would be a husband because I thought he was way out of my league. He was like so high up there, he wouldn't want me. Once I saw desperation, once I saw that he had given up on the world and was about to go into priesthood, that's when I knew I had my chance. He's mad. Oh, man, you dropped my fruit cup. Oh, that is so unsexy. You just dropped my fruit cup. Oh, man, I lost my fruit cup. All right. Okay, well, guys, my husband's free. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we've got a lot more stories to talk about. Apparently, they say 90% of children over 6 years old will have cell phones by the year 2020. Who is paying for them? I don't know, maybe they're Obama phones. Next, plans for the tallest roller coaster ever. And then the average person has 44 sexual fantasies. About what? The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.